You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be here and to hear your word. Thank you for this atmosphere. Thank you that you are the Spirit of truth and you will guide us into all truth. That the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling and the inheritance that are promised us in your word. We are grateful that today we are going to receive from you in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted a very loud amen. Amen. Clap your hands together and you may please be seated. Amen. So you are welcome to church. Amen. Are you excited? And if you are not excited by this time, then I don't know where you are at. See, no matter the hole you came out of, whether you came out of a hole, you came out of a mansion, you came out, wherever you came out of, God's power is here to give you happiness and to bless you with victories. Amen. You must be expectant that God will do it. Amen. This morning, I'm going to share with you on a very important topic that I believe that you should be yearning to also have as part of your daily lives. Amen. I'm sharing from one of our prophet's books. The revelations are just too much. And my prayer is that you will allow God to speak to you. Amen. Amen. So the title of my message is, actually the book, I'll give you the title of the book, then I'll give you the title of the message in the book. Alright, so the book is The Sweet Influences of the Anointing. The Sweet Influences of the Anointing. Hallelujah. So I'm talking about the influences. They are sweet influences. Alright? That the power of God has for you. And it is important to understand this for your life as a Christian. Say amen. Amen. Now, so the title of my message is The Sweet Influences of the Anointing on Your Knowledge of God. Okay, so that is the title of your knowledge of God. The influence that it will have on your knowledge of God. Now, in Matthew chapter 13, okay, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 33, open your Bibles. Tell somebody, open to. Matthew 13:33. Okay. The Bible says that he spake another parable, spake he unto them. That the kingdom of heaven, say the kingdom of heaven, is like unto living, or a living, but living, which a woman took and hid in three measures. Me, Azuri, measure. Measures of meal until the whole was leavened. Amen. Hallelujah. So the kingdom. So tell somebody, you are now being shown the kingdom of heaven. Okay. So this is how the kingdom of heaven operates. Okay. It's likened to this. Leaven. Like yeast, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until the whole was leavened. Something little is put into the flour and then everything becomes affected. Now that is the kingdom. Things can affect you, and should, there are certain things that must affect you so that your life will go well. Hello. I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, yes. The kingdom of... Are you in the kingdom of darkness? We are in the kingdom of heaven, right? So, this is how the kingdom operates. Something must affect you until every part of you is affected. Then you will see the prophets in the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, because they are prophets. The Bible says that godliness is profitable unto all things, for the life that now is and the life which is to come. Say profitable. Ah, you like it too. Don't you like profit? Nobody wants to make losses. Profit in everything.
Amen.
Yes. So the kingdom can work and will work. The kingdom does work. But the Bible says that this is how it will work. Just like a woman will take and then put in there. So there are certain influences. Now what the yeast or the living here does is that it brings a certain influence into that the three measures of meal, the flour, until everything is affected. Meanwhile, it's something living small, they put it in and then it affects everything. How does it work? How does it work? It is the influence that it has. Living has an influence. Yes, influence. Say influence.
Influence.
Yeah. So, if you allow the anointing to influence you, then you will see the prophets in the kingdom. Do you understand it? That is why this scripture is important. We are talking about the kingdom of God. And there is something that must influence you. And that's why the title is The Sweet Influences. Now, what is an influence in your life? An influence in your life is something that has the capacity. Tell somebody, capacity.
Capacity.
Capacity. Yes. It has the capacity to cause an effect. Yeah. There are certain things that have certain capacities to cause an effect. And the Holy Spirit has a certain capacity to affect your life. Yeah. Look, when you see the sweet influences of the anointing, we are talking about the sweet influences of the power of the Holy Ghost. Power. Say power.
Power.
The Bible says that then you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's the anointing. Say the anointing. Because a Christian must be anointed. Let thy garments always be white. I spoke about the anointing some time ago. Let thy garments always be white. And let thy head not like ointments. Ecclesiastes 9:8. Let thy garment be always white. Don't let your head lack ointment or anointing, power. And the Bible is saying that the yeast, the living, can affect the meal. That's the same way the Holy Ghost can affect your life. Now, I want to tell you something. Until the Holy Ghost affects you in a certain way, your life will not be what you are expecting it to be. Yeah. Because he can affect every aspect of you. You know, this book has a lot of areas. I pray. I'm really praying that I will do all over this period, both weekday and Sundays. I'm praying that I will do it. Because it's a very powerful book. With powerful, if you understand it, how this word called anointing can affect everywhere. It will affect your inside. Start from your under. Come everywhere into your mind, into your ears. Come out. Hey! No, can you imagine that? Something that has a capacity to affect your brain. Capacity to affect what you see. Capacity to affect the way you walk. The decisions you take. That's the Holy Ghost. Somebody is blessed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, your amen is not nice. I said somebody is blessed by the influence of the Holy Ghost. The power of God. I'm talking about the power of God. Unless this power influences you, something else will influence you. Until the power of God, you know, Isaiah, you see, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, Isaiah 32:15. Until. The Bible says, until the Spirit, until the power of God be poured upon us from on high. Eh? The wilderness will be counted for a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be counted for a forest. Until that time, the wilderness will be a wilderness. Until that time, the wilderness will be a wilderness. Dryness, desolation, no fruits. That's what the Bible says. So that is why you need to allow this influence to come in and cause a change in your life. I said, somebody is blessed by the anointing this morning. Go for the anointing to affect you. You see, if he doesn't affect and influence you, something else does. Something else. There are different influences. There are different things that are, they have in them capacities to affect you. Oh yes. There are lots of things that have capacities to affect your life, affect your decisions. Why do you think people spend a lot of money on adverts? Because advert has a capacity. Say somebody, capacity. Capacity. They have research on how, look, Indomie was not what it is today. They have advertised a lot. We saw Indomie when Indomie came on the scene. Say capacity. Yeah. The capacity of. Now, I'll give you these three things that can influence you. James 3, verse 15, the Bible says, this wisdom is a spirit, according to Isaiah 11. This wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly. These are the three influences: sensual and devilish. So the capacity of earthly things to influence will affect you if the Holy Spirit does not affect you. Capacity to affect you. So the earthly influence will be that which is prevailing in your life. Once you don't have the Holy Ghost power affecting your knowledge of God, there is another type of power that will affect you. Earthly, sensual. Sensual is senses. Ah, I mean, your body no be firewood. Sensual wisdom. Sensual spirit. There are spirits that just come to affect your flesh and how you feel. You feel things. Are you now? You realize that you are going mad. You will feel it. You can't even explain why you are feeling the feeling you are feeling. You don't understand what I'm preaching. They understand too, but they don't want to. They don't want to side with me, but they understand what I'm preaching about. Everybody understands, but it's up to you. Television can, you watch TV, when you finish, something has been cast on you where you realize that your body is not the same. Your flesh is not the same. Nobody has said anything to you. Something has come from the TV onto your flesh, and it's causing an influence. Hey! It's called an influence of, when the Holy Ghost is not affecting you, you something else, sensual. Hey, there are people who are very sensitive when it comes to senses. Flesh. There are girls, they are saying that when they see boys, they start to lick their lip. I'm telling you, these are the levels. It's not every girl who does that. Oh, yeah. I'm a pastor. I'm not talking theories. As I'm talking, there are people whose faces are on my mind. I've said that is how they were. But this is it. Hey. So, devilish is evil. It's not a joke. So, you should ask yourself, what is influencing you? What is affecting you? If the Holy Ghost is not present, then what is affecting you? Have we thought about it? Now, this is why we need the Holy Spirit. Because until the Spirit of God comes upon you, you will not be affected by Him in your knowledge of God, in your knowing God, in the extent to which you know God. You can't. Amen. Now, you see, I'll tell you something. Man, human beings, a man is nothing. Dust thou art, dust thou shalt return. We say it all the time at the graveside. Man was dust, was just a statue or whatever that was made. Corpse lying there. And the Spirit of God came upon dust. And the Spirit of God is making man. You ask, look at the human being. When God's Spirit, you see, God breathed into the man. His Spirit. And then, can you imagine you take the earth, dust, and you make a body that looks like a lady or a man lying down. You can't possibly form the heart. You can't possibly form the eyes well. You can't possibly make the nose and the beard and all. It can't possibly be. Then God breathes into that man and suddenly there is a heart. Suddenly kidneys have appeared. Suddenly there's a stomach. Suddenly there are intestines. Hey! The power of God, eh? So, can you imagine how useless we are without the Spirit of God? For the body without the Spirit is actually dead. There's nothing. There's nothing. So that is how, that is the same way. If the power of the Holy Ghost is not on you, Christians, we are not useful. The plan that God has for you will not come into realization. I want to answer this question for you today. You see, in this series, it's an attempt to answer some of your questions. Why have certain things happened or not happened in my life? In fact, if you give me till evening, I'll talk. But I'll constrain myself. Yeah. How many of you have asked that question before? Why haven't I? Because the Bible says, and you shall do this, and you shall... You've seen promises in the Bible you have not realized in your life, and you have asked the Lord, why have I not seen it? What have I not done? Have I not paid my tithe? Lift your hand if you have asked that before. Good. Now, the secret is this power, anointing. Until the anointing comes on you, all these things that God has promised, they are really there. But they can't come into effect. Jesus was not heard of 30 years on this earth. 30 years, never heard of him. Somebody that was conceived, somebody who came from heaven, number one. Look, Jesus' story should tell us something. Jesus Christ was conceived of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit conceived Jesus. That's the number. You should write it too. You should write it, because it will help you to really help. Number one, he was conceived of the Spirit. Number two, so let's say he was conceived of the Spirit and he came into the world. 30 years, the one who came, no, number one is actually he came from heaven. And number two, conceive of the Spirit. 30 years. Have you asked why nobody heard of this carpenter for 30 years? 30 years. 30 years. Then at the age of 30, he goes for baptism. The Bible says that. And when, or 3:30-21, Luke 3. All the people were baptized. Jesus also being baptized and praying. The heavens were opened. And the Spirit of God descended upon him in the bodily shape of a dove. From there, chapter 4, he goes into the wilderness, led by the Spirit into the wilderness. The Spirit comes upon him, but still goes into the wilderness. 40 days, 40 nights. Jesus comes, returns, and then, verse 14. Hey, you are still in James. We are in Luke. We have been in Luke, we have gone to Luke chapter 3, verse 21. We have gone to Luke chapter 4, verse 1. We are going to Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Quickly, let's do this quickly, okay? Because it drags. It really makes it. So that's why you must have your Bible. Do you understand it? Have your Bible and don't check it quickly. You go in and out, you write, you check. Don't you look up there, it can delay. So listen to me. So, the Bible says, and he returned in the power. Say power.
Power.
The anointing is power. Power. Then in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Anytime you hear upon, it is what? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has what? Anointed. That's what I'm talking about. Tell somebody that's what I'm talking about. Tell somebody that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. The anointing. Have you realized the journey? The journey to the anointing. Until that, and the Bible says of Jesus Christ, from that time there went out a fame. That is when he became famous. In Luke 4, There went out a fame. Go down verse 20 something, 21, 22, 23 there. There went out a fame. A fame. His fame began to spread. After this. Get us. His fame is right there. And you'll find it in your Bible. Don't worry. It is in the Bible. Hallelujah. 22. There. Where? Wondered. And what? Hey, we are not there. It's there. His fame started going around. Now, listen. Listen. Look at me. That is why I want you to like the Holy Spirit. How many of you would want the anointing? Unless this happens, your life is greatly going to be limited. Alright? That's it. You and me. You and me. That is right there, 14 verse 4. You and me, you and me, you and me, you and me, you and me. Our lives will be greatly limited. I pray that, listen, we'll look for the anointing, the power of God. Now, what will this do in your life? What will the anointing do in relation to your knowledge of God? Why do you need the knowledge of God? Why? You see, the knowledge of God in your life is going to reveal God to you. It's to reveal God to you. The revelation of God to you will be the revelation about. Then you will, if God is not revealed to you, you won't understand yourself. You will not understand your journey here on earth. I know you will not, if you are honest with yourself, you must have asked yourself, if you are thoughtful, why on earth am I here? What am I doing? There are times you should ask yourself, I'm supposed to just get up, go to work. Then you've gone to work for 3 months, they've not even paid you. Why are you going? Yeah, there are people like that. They have worked for 3 months, they have not been paid. So what is the purpose of this world being here? Yeah. That purpose is realized when the Holy Ghost comes upon you to reveal God, the knowledge of God to you. Then you will know God's plan for your life, God's plan for you. Then you will understand your ministry here on earth, what you are supposed to do. God's plan. Say God's plan. Say God's plan for me. When the knowledge of God comes to you, it is God's plan for your life, God's agenda for your life, God's wishes for your life, what God wants from you and what God wants for you. If you don't understand it, you will, to a large extent in this world, you will be moving about in darkness, I promise you. Hey! If you don't find it, that's why he says, how be it, in John chapter 16, verse 13, how be it, he was talking about the Holy Ghost. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall teach you all things. And he says that he shall guide you. He shall guide you into all truth. He shall guide you into... He's a guidance. The Spirit is guiding you. Guide. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, what will he do? Guidance into the truth. Your life must be guided. Otherwise, you will be making a lot of mistakes. How many of you have made mistakes? That when you finish the mistake before you finish making the mistake before you realize that you could have done it the other way. Lift up your hand. So when God comes to you, he says that when the Spirit of truth is come, guide you. He will guide you concerning your ministry here. Why are you in this church? Why are you here? You will be given the opportunity to know. You will know. Ah, I know God. Yes. And that's God's plan for you. God's vision. And many people don't have the vision of God. That is why there are problems. Issues in your life. There are worries. Yes. Because where there is no vision, Proverbs 29, verse 18, the people perish. If you don't know it, that is the reason why there are troubles. Trouble in your life is because you lacked the vision. You were not guided to the right place. You were not guided about the truth. God guides, my brother. God will guide you. God will guide you. He's there. Have you not seen it? You should underline the first part. Now go back to John 16. He will guide you. Guidance into the truth. Guide you into all truth. Okay? Guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. And then you will not perish. I believe that some of you are in the wrong place in your life with the wrong people. You see, your revelation of God will make you know what you must do in the church. Yes. Yeah. The plan of God for you, not as a full-time whatever, you're a businessman, you're whatever. You will know. And that's when your life will be meaningful. Meaningful. Super meaningful. Many people are off. Isaiah 5, verse 13. I said, the Holy Ghost will affect your knowledge of God. Say, knowledge of God. The power, when the power is on you, when the power is on you, Pastor Mark John, when the power is on you, the power has that capacity to affect what you know about God. Therefore, it's like a vision for your life. It becomes a vision for your life. It unveils, this is it. Now I know. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity for what? Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is the reason why captivity talks about you are in a corner, tight corner. Mistakes. No turning backs. Because of relationships. There are some of you are in a relationship. It's a captivity. Yes, it's a captivity. Their honorable men are famished. Hungry. They are hungry. Hungry. If you are in the right place, God will supply your need. Oh. See, I pray God will. See, I'm talking about Christians. So. See, this is a message for Christians. When you find yourself and God reveals himself to you, you will realize that your needs are supplied. Yes. Sufficiency. I'm not talking about sufficiency is different from abundance, is different from prosperity. Sufficiency is you don't need anything. I mean, as it stands now, you are okay. You may not have extra money, but your school fees has been paid for. So it's called sufficiency. Somebody say a proper amen. Yes, it's paid for. Your fees are paid for, and you have money, you can go to school. But you may not have the most luxurious, the most expensive shoe, and the most fashionable shoe, but you have paid your fees. Those who are wearing nice shoes, their fees, they've not paid. Yeah. But your fees are paid. You are wearing some slippers. You are not wearing fashionable clothes. They don't call you as one of those folks that are into fashion, but your fees are paid. You have money. You go to school. You return. You are okay. It's called sufficiency. Amen. It's an honorable men. Honorable men who are famished, who are hungry. It's because of no knowledge of God. It's the truth. Because you don't have the knowledge. The knowledge is the vision. Where there is no vision, where the vision is not known, then the people go into perishing. May somebody know God through the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. To know what to do. To know who God is. Who is God? To read the Bible. Because as you read the Bible, you must know God. You must know God. As you read the Bible, definitely God must speak to you about him. Then God will speak to you about your being here on earth, what you must do. Yeah. What you must do. Why are you in this church? Why must you be here? What must you do in this church? If we have to coerce you to come to church, I can promise you that you are Proverbs 29, verse 18. You don't have vision and your life is on the road to perishing. Because you don't even understand who God is. You are dealing with a big God. You don't even know who he is. It also means that you don't know what your life is. And you don't know what to do in this life. Yes. Honorable people are famished. It says that a multitude are dried up. Dryness. You are dry. You are dry in your pockets. You are dry in your whatever. Dry relationships. Dry relationships. It's God who didn't guide you. He will guide you. I'm happy God guided me as a student to work for him. When I was a student, I was an active Christian. Activity-based Christianity is what I practiced as a student. Because God guided me. But somebody sitting here as a student, God has not guided you. So another influence has taken you. And as you are here, there is a boy. That is where you spend time fellowshipping. That is where you do the extra hours. Yes. God guides me. God has guided. I thank God. I was an active Christian. You know, I was more of a full-time Christian than a part-time student. Yeah. I'm happy about that. Yes. But you see, it didn't change me. I am here. And may God guide you. He says so that when the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. Guidance. Show you. Where do you go? What do you do? Many people are in trouble because of no. They don't have any guidance. Mm-hmm. Now, the power of God, when the power of God is available, you have glory on your life. How many of you want glory? It comes on you when the power is there. Yeah. If the power of God does not come to show you these things, your life will not be glorious. Somebody is receiving that power now. Amen. Somebody is receiving the power of God that will guide you to your knowledge of God. Amen. Oh, shout a proper amen. Yeah. Hey, either you go all out for this power. You know, I pray that we'll have time to. I'll show you a scripture at the end. Listen to me. If you miss this, you'll be in church, but your life will be like maybe 1% of what you were supposed to live. Maybe. Because there was no guidance. There was nothing. You must be guided to it. God does it. When you read the Bible, you will see it. Oh, you see it there. God will open your eyes to see. I have gotten the knowledge of it. That's God. The glory of your life comes when the anointing influences you. The knowledge comes. He says that, oh God, thou art my God. Oh God, Psalm 63, verse 1 and 2. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsted after you. My flesh longeth after you in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. To see what? Thy power. Say power. Power. Anointing. To see thy power. And thy what? Glory. When the power exists, when the power comes on you, glory comes. Somebody should be happy now. Somebody should be happy because a revelation has come to you. That you are going for glory because you want the power of God to come on you. When the power of God comes on you, what he does is that he will affect your knowledge. Okay, let me break it down a bit for you. The glory of God will come on you if God reveals the extent of God's revelation of himself to you. If somebody knows, if you say that you know physics, it is the extent of physics that has been taught you, or your knowledge of physics has to do with the extent to which you understood physics. You know, you can make, what are some of the basic things that you can do with these things? Huh? Pardon? Rotation. I mean, I'm talking about some of the basic gadgets that people make. Electrical things, so positive battery, positive, negative, and then we have all done some before. My basic whatever, you they make you add batteries, dry cells, and then you connect them, and then you realize that, the thing is moving. You see, that's my knowledge. But somebody's extent has made an aeroplane. Somebody is happy. Somebody has an extent that makes an aeroplane. You'll be here. Recently, I was with somebody. He had to do a drone shot at my house. I mean, I'd been with him somewhere, then came home. Then said, "Oh, let me take a drone so we can plan the thing well." So we stood in front of the what you call veranda. How do you call it? What's the modern way of saying it? Veranda. Okay, so we stood. A drone, not so sophisticated. Went up. We were standing there, we saw that at the point, we couldn't see the door. So it's going, it's there. You see, the thing was in the skies. And it went 500 meters. Went and got lost as we stood. The thing got lost in the skies above. I said, "Oh, this one is even just 100 and something. Hey, it can go higher." Then when we finished, he said, "Oh, it's coming." He said, "We were there now, we saw that the thing is coming out." Hey! You see, that is the extent of the white man's understanding of these, some of these things that are knowledge. So I'm saying, how much more? So your knowledge of God, the extent to which it can go, that can affect your life. It depends on the Holy Spirit who will come and then teach you and guide you. Yes, yes. Yes. You can clap. It's a good place to clap. The extent. That's it. How much of it have you grasped? Have you understood God? When the Spirit of truth, He shall guide you. He will guide. May He be your guide.
Amen.
He says that honorable men are famished. You are hungry because of the girl you are with. You are hungry because you have gone for a girl that sucks money. It's a money-sucking girl. Does not think. It's not one that gathers. It's one that scatters. Yeah. So you'll be famished. You'll be dried up. You will not be happy. Dried up. You'll be dried up because you have a man that will not make you happy. You were not guided by God to the right man. You see, as I'm preaching to you, you can laugh, but I'm telling you. There are people that God didn't guide you to have. It's not glory will not appear. It won't come. It won't work. Because you were guided by the guy came with car keys. The father's car. You are all students or whatever. Somebody is married and he's coming with car keys or something. Dried upness is what you can expect at the end. We can almost predict your future. Because Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 says that when you lack this vision that God gives, you will perish. So I can almost predict, that your perishing is just about 3 years away. It's 3 years. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time, and then it will start to show. Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Knowledge. So, may the anointing influence your knowledge of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the anointing influence your knowledge of God.
Amen.
Because he says that when the Spirit of truth is come, oh, he will guide you. He will guide you into all truth. He will. Now, the first thing, how does he do it? In the book, I'll just show you quickly. Number one, the Holy Spirit's guidance into truth. Truth. That's the first one I've given you. The Holy Spirit guidance into truth. The truth about what you must do. The truth about Him. Who He is. Your knowledge of God. Can you imagine if you know a lot of God? You are a great person because God made the universe. Who He is. But Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. You cannot know it by sitting in the classroom. You can't know this. You can't. Hello?
Right.
How many of you are interested in what I'm talking about? You cannot know it in school. Can't know it by the extent of your education at all. Daniel 1:17. As for these four boys, God gave them what? Knowledge. God gave them knowledge. There's a type of knowledge only God can give you. God gave them. These are excellent. Look at that. As for these four boys, God gave them. Are you not happy about? Do you want what God can give you? Only God, oh. I'll tell you why you think there's the knowledge of a type of knowledge. No. The knowledge that he had, they said that, the Bible says that somebody had a dream. You see, I'll show you the type of knowledge that is not in books. I don't know which books you must study to decipher this kind of parable. Somebody, a king, is in his house. He has had a dream. You see, and there's a wicked king. Then he calls his specialist magicians and wise men. And he tells them that I had a dream. The dream has left me. Tell me the dream and the interpretation. Now the people say that there's nobody who can do this. You see, to men, this is impossible. But when it comes to God, all things are possible. So even the wisest of his men, Egypt was a very great place then, at that time. He said, it's not possible. What you are requiring? It is only the gods. That's what they said. Only the gods can do this. Then somebody said that there is a man in thy kingdom. Hey! In him is the spirit of the gods. There's a type of spirit. You know. So, but then that is in 5. This is Daniel 5. I'm talking about Daniel 5. This is fast forwarding to Daniel 5. Okay. Now, it is because of the one that I'm linking the one and the five. Then you will understand it's the spirit of God that the people are describing the gods. That gave, they say, God gave them. Then they called Daniel to come. And he tells the king that, oh, king, don't worry. God is the one who gives. You give me time. He goes to prayer. He comes, God, I have the answer to your puzzle. What kind of person is this? What kind of school did he have? In fact, I've been searching for this school, me. It's one of my quests now, to look for this kind of school that Daniel attended, that when somebody dreams in his house, you can both decipher, first of all, tell of the dream, and then tell of the interpretation. Hey, I want it. It will set you apart. And that's glory. That's why he was crowned. He was a great person in another person's country. He was like a presidential person. The kind of wisdom that was there. The knowledge was too deep. It's not school. Meanwhile, the Bible says in the verse 1, when he started, that they took of their best. It means that they were already learned. And then they schooled them in the things of the Babylonians. Then we come to verse 17, of verse chapter 1, and God gave them again. That's what I'm talking about. The knowledge of God. There's a type of knowledge. May the Lord himself give you that knowledge. May God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, influence you. And that's why we must pray. This one, I'll finish quickly and then I'll show you something. It will come by praying for it. Come. If you don't pray for it, you will not have it. You must pray and desire it. It won't come to you if you don't desire. It will not work. It's not the normal knowledge of God I'm talking about. That's why it's not the normal type. No. It is in the levels of the Daniels. God gave them. When the Bible says, and God gave you. I'm looking for this, oh. Hey. It sets you apart. It makes you different. You don't know what, but it makes you different. To see that power, then you see the glory. May you receive the power that will take you into glory. Somebody is saying a proper amen. Sister, say. You see, somebody, I don't want to say that. When I see you, when I look at you, your life is a dried up life. So rather rise up and receive something so that your life will turn around. Oh, somebody, I'm telling you, dried upness. Can you not see it? Dried upness. Dried upness. How can you move from where you are? A life of struggles. Unless God comes in, I tell you, you will live like this, managing and managing. It's true. I don't know how else to explain it to you. I don't know how to explain it to you. As for these 4 children, God gave them. May God give you. God gave them knowledge. It's a type of knowledge only God can give you. I want that. That's cool. Can even study, you know, that type of knowledge. You can even learn books. You see, when it must come out of the books, but as you are learning, if it is not given you and revealed to you, you can't even see it. That's what I'm trying to show you, that you can study every time I can books in, you know, to the making of many books, there is no end. You won't get it. As for these four children, God gave them. May that be said of us, that as for me, I want that, that God gave me. Something that only God can give me. The knowledge of, who can teach? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'll show you something. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. The Bible says that what man knoweth the things of man save what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man that is in him. That is the same way the things of God knoweth no man except the spirit of God. The things of God cannot know man. What man knoweth the things of man save the spirit? So he's likening the things of man to his spirit. Save the spirit of man that is in him. Even so. Tell somebody, even so. It is the same way. The things of God knoweth no man except the spirit of God. Then the verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 2 says that, but we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know knowledge. No. 11 says, what man knoweth the things of man? You won't know it. No. He says that only the spirit of God. 11 says that what man knoweth the things of no means knowledge. You can't know. Then the 12 says that, but we, when you receive the spirit, that you may know. You can never know until the spirit comes on you, the knowledge that you need. So it won't come upon you. The glory will come when God gives you the knowledge of himself. Somebody is being blessed today. Say amen. That's it. To know the things that are freely given unto you. 2 Peter chapter 1 says that according as his divine power has given us all things. Power gives you all. That's why I said that. You have seen of the revelation that, oh, God has given us all things. You can confess it. You see, confession, I'll tell you something about confession. It's good. Say good things. But that is not the beginning of the work. It's actually the end of it. If you are supposed to do like 100-hour project on what you are confessing, you want this. If it is supposed to be a project of 100 hours, maybe confession is just 2 hours out of the 100. And you have taken the 98. You are rather making the 98 rather your confession. When you are supposed to do certain things, including the anointing, including obedience and other things, you are confessing. Be there. That's why many people are struggling. I'll show you. So that's why. Because the power comes, gives you knowledge of God, and the vision is clear. It's clear. Otherwise, look, you see, sometimes we make even unbelievers laugh at us. I'm not saying prayer is not good. I pray. But the knowledge of God. He says that according as his divine power. It's not that according as he has given us all things. Read well. Read it well. His divine what? Power is an. Anytime you see power, say power, anointing. Power, anointing. Anointing, power is power. Anointing. According as the anointing has given you all things. Say all things. By the Spirit. By the anointing, the power of God, then it will come to you. Through what? The knowledge of him. May the knowledge of God come into your life. Otherwise, my sister, my brother, something will be missing. Oh, let's stop playing games, all right? I really want to see forward movement. It's disturbing. Are you not disturbed? Don't you get me? I get frustrated when I move around a lot and then I'm not getting results. I really get frustrated. That thing is not working. I don't like it. It means there's something wrong. It's frustrating that we are not advancing. That life must be, you must go forward, like a step forward. No, there should be something. I always want to, what is it that is not there? According as his divine power, anointing. The power gives you through. So the power of God can affect your knowledge and the glory will come. Somebody is being blessed.
Amen.
Somebody is moving to another level through the knowledge of this book here. It's a wild book. The anointing affecting your knowledge. Flesh and blood, there are things that flesh and blood cannot reveal to you. The best of professors cannot reveal them to you. The best of whatever, you can't have them. It's not possible. It's only God. As for these four children, God gave them. Hallelujah. Listen, don't look for, you are too pepepe sometimes. Correcto, perfecto, everything is so, your life must be organized, but there are certain things, it's only God that can just take you in. It's almost like, oh, I've done 1, 2, 3, and so, no, there's a place where 1, 2, 3, 4, you have done it, but then you need God to really bring it. Yes. The fourth step you need to have is the anointing for knowledge, the knowledge that only comes from above, not the earth. You've learned the earthly ones. It's okay. But there's a type of knowledge that comes from above. It will knock the devil off. Somebody, you are receiving knowledge to knock the devil off. Shout a proper amen. Amen. Honorable men who are famished and poor, you are coming out of poverty today in the name of Jesus. I believe that many people are forsaking the work of God. And that's why, if God reveals his work to you, you will get up and do it. You pray for so, because the revelation is not there. You run away from, when you are coming to church, you are running away. Ah, you are betting. The revelation you have was earthly revelation. You are taking your school fees. Can you not see that you are finished? That you don't even understand. Your school fees, you have taken your school fees to a betting company. Can't you see that you have already perished? Can't you see? You have perished already. Your life is now, it's almost like you have taken your life, your future, you have put it in the toilet and flushed it. Stupid boy. Stupidity. You've taken your school fees. Somebody has labored and given you school fees, and you will go to the betting company and you will bet with it. Manchester United versus Juventus. You see, because there's no vision, you will perish. You have taken your life and flushed it like poo-poo away. Your life is gone. Your life is gone. That's what I'm telling you. You'll be there and keep on doing it and be looking at me. That's why in the future, you look at me and say, Charlie, Bishop, that's what you will say. You look at your friends and say, obviously, I want to ask you, how will it work? When you flashed your future, what were you expecting? There's no vision. People perish. Honorable men are famished. Multitudes are dried up. The dryness in your pockets. It's as a result of a lack of vision, a lack of knowledge of God. That is why dryness. Some of you here, if you don't receive the anointing that will reveal God, your dryness is, it hasn't happened before. The dryness that will come into your life. I'm telling you, it's not a curse. It is there. Multitudes are dried up. They are dried up. Dryness. They are working with a boy. There's a boy who is, it's not God's plan for your life, but you don't want anybody to talk about it. You'll have a dry life. Your future is not nice. It's true. Girl, we are now person. Get ready. Because that girl is pain you have gone for. She looks nice, but she's pain. You have gone for pain. You have gone to marry, or you are going to marry pain into your house. Because you didn't allow God to guide you to the woman. Pain, briars, thorns, thistles. Yeah. Anyway, let's not stay here for long. Let me continue. You see, I wish you wouldn't be thinking in your head, it's good preaching, but I wish what I'll say at the end is what you are feeling. I'll say something at the end, but I wish that is what you are looking for. I wish, because as for the preaching there, whether you say it or not, it's good. Don't say it. It's good, because I'm reading the Bible. But I wish rather there is something that is being stirred up in you. Your future, my future is at stake. Honorable man, honorable woman, not a bad man, honorable, His Excellency, honorable, dried up, famished, hungry man, address on them, chrome, address, what's your shiny kotokuma, comism, nothing, nothing. See, people, they have nothing. Nice guys, they have what could any beard, what's up, they want to wear any beard, what's up, we are not wearing chow and beard now, that too, status, only she want to kotokum, nothing. That's all that is left. It's the truth. It's the the truth. You see, but you don't like it. You don't like it. You don't like it. As I walk and I know, but you know. Now, but you know that in the status now, that's all that is left. Be prepared to eat his hairs from the beard if you marry him. Be prepared. And I pay your own you now, but you can come on the face, but be prepared. Because you will be very hungry. By the way, let me continue. I think that let me just give you another point. Holy Spirit, remind us. He'll bring reminders. Holy Spirit, remind us. The Holy Spirit remind us. He will remind you. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which is the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, what will he do? He should, so teach him. He shall teach you all things. Then he says that he shall bring all things to your remembrance. As the Holy Spirit, when the power of God is on you, the knowledge will come in the form of reminders. There are important things to remember that you don't dishonor. It will remind you not to and to value anointed people, to value somebody who is anointed. Be careful. Don't talk about him. It's okay. There are things that I know. It's okay. Just leave the person. Don't talk about somebody's servant, God's servant. That's one thing I believe. But God will remind you of his knowledge in the word. To be careful. God will remind you about tithing. It's there in the Bible. It's not speaking, but then definitely you will be reminded. It says he will bring all things to your remembrance. All the things I've said to you, he will bring it to your remembrance. All things that I've said. That is how. So many people don't have the Holy Ghost. That brings them reminders. You are reminded about everything but church. You are reminded about everything but church and God. No tithes. Don't pay tithes. You don't give a hoot. Don't worry. You are reminded about the shoe but not tithes. And that's why your future is labeled perishing. That there's no... The people perish. That's the thing. The people perish. That's why. That is why. That is why people perish. He will bring reminders about what you have been taught, about serving God. Reminders. You will be reminded. Oh yes. All things I've told you. Go you therefore. Preach. Do this. My work. When you know, that's when your life will be nice. Whatever you are doing, the reminder will make you always stay humble. You realize, hey, God has reminded me of this day. Seek ye first the kingdom. God said it. It's better to be in the house of God. God said it. You will have reminders. He will remind you in his word, because it is in word. It is in his word already. But then he will remind you. Remember the things you have left. They are the reasons why certain things are not in your life, because there are a lot of pillars that you have not honored. Because the Holy Spirit was not there to remind you. You don't fast and even pray. Jesus said, didn't say if you fast, said when you fast. You don't even fast. You don't know of fasting for spirituality, for your life, yourself. You don't wait for crisis. Just pray. You'll be reminded to pray. You'll be reminded to pray. Always. Just pray. You'll be reminded. The ministry. See, when we are doing pastors, all kinds of leaders, listen to me. If the Holy Spirit does not bring us reminders, a lot of things will not work. I'm doing this. Look. The secret is the power of the Holy Ghost that will bring reminders. Let us all yearn for that. Say amen.
Amen.
Yes. Your bar center will work. Your center will work. This will work. Let's pray for that. The last one. I don't want to cross a certain time today. The last one is that the Holy Spirit directs teachings. Direct teachings. Teach. Write it. The Holy Spirit directs teachings. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27 says that, but the anointing which we have received in him abideth in you. The anointing that you have received of him, it abideth in you. And he says that what? And you need not that any teach you, but the same anointing shall teach you of all things. You don't need. You see, there's a certain teaching there. Look at that. There's a power that will make the teachings come to life. You will be taught. That is when you realize that when you even listen to the message, you've been taught by the Holy Spirit. You've been told by the Holy Spirit. You will not start criticizing unnecessarily. A lot of people who are criticizing on radio unnecessarily is because they don't have the Holy Spirit's power resting on them to even give them teachings. That's why, you see, I believe prophets, God gave him teachings that are strange. Shepherding, art of shepherding, strange. It's only the Holy Spirit that can give you loyalty, this mega church, this, that. They are direct teachings from the Holy Spirit that has produced churches. Say teachings. The Holy Spirit will teach you. You see, that is how knowledge works. Knowledge. I'll show you something. How many of you want to see the glory? I'll show you something. Do you want to see something? Are you sure? Okay, I won't show you. Okay. In this world, a lot of the educated, they dominate the uneducated. The ones that are educated, don't they dominate? A lot of them. They rule over the uneducated. The ones that are educated, whatever, they become rich. They are the rich nations and they dominate the poor nations that are not so educated. It's like that. Look at it. The more educated people are, a lot of people who are going to school today, they are furthering their educations. You ask them, so if we don't do it, they don't get to promote you. A lot of people. So, even in this life, you have seen this. How much more, the more of the knowledge of God is in you. Somebody is rising through the knowledge of God. Say, tell somebody, I'm rising through knowledge. I'm rising through the knowledge of God. Say it three times to somebody, I am rising through the knowledge of God. That's it. You rise. You begin to rise through the knowledge of God. When the anointing influences your knowledge of God, you begin to rise. Pakatarababa. You will rise. So begin to rise through knowledge. That's why I say that through you will get all things through the knowledge of him. So you amass a lot more. God blesses you more through knowledge. Through knowledge. Yes. You don't know. It's a mysterious thing, but the power of the Holy Ghost does that. Rise through the knowledge of God. May God reveal a lot of himself to you. So when God's knowledge, a lot of it is revealed to you, you rise. It's mysterious. You will rise. Somebody is rising in the name of Jesus. If you don't seek knowledge, the knowledge of God, you are watching TV, you are doing your hair. It's funny. What you are looking for, you see, you are looking at what you like, but you will not get what you like by looking at it. Unfortunately, the more you look at the shoe that you like, it doesn't come to you. Unfortunately. But the Bible says that, but we all, beholding us in a glass, the glory of God, are changed into the same image from glory to. The glass is the word. Beholding, looking into the word, for God to give you knowledge. Then you are changed into the image of the word. God takes away poverty. God takes away dryness. God takes away pain. God takes away hunger. God takes away fear. God takes away everything. Then God blesses you with glory, beauty. Glory, beauty, niceness. Somebody, you are blessed with beauty and glory. Now, I'll end here. I'll give you 3 points. There are a lot more, but I'm ending. This power will not come. That's why, you see, there was a period we were praying with this. Do you know why it is super necessary to pray for the Holy Ghost to affect you? Do you know why? I've given you the first scripture, but you didn't know it. But I'll give you another one. I've given you the first scripture, but you didn't see it. For the power to come on you so that your knowledge will be affected. The first scripture is Psalm 63. That says that, O God, thou art my God. early will I seek you. My soul thirsted after you. My flesh longed for you in a dry and a thirsty land to see the power. You cannot see this power if you are not thirsty. It is for the thirsty, the one who is hungry, the one who wants it. That is when you go into your closet, you lock yourself and say, I'm going to fast. I'm going to fast and pray. I'm going to fast and look into the word and God, do something. It is for the thirsty and the hungry. It's not for the casual browsers. Many people are not serious. For the hungry. The power is not for all. It's for the hungry. There is a price for the power of God. The price is hunger. Always remember that. The hunger brings power, the power of God. To see thy power. He says that I'm thirsty to see what? Power. Somebody is happy. I don't know whether you are happy, but I said somebody is happy. I don't know whether you are. Somebody is happy about this. To see the power of God in your life, there must be a thirst and a hunger for it. I'll give you the second one. Do you want the second one?
Yes.
Hey! Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17. The Bible says that when the poor and the needy, look at it, oh, beautiful. Then the poor and the hungry, they seek water and find none. They find none. And their tongue faileth for thirsts. My God, I like this. When their tongue faileth for thirsts, then says that, then I, the Lord, will hear them. There's a way the Lord will hear you. There is a way the Lord will hear you. Somebody, look at that. When the poor, you are not poor. You say you are rich. But this power is meant for the poor and the needy. The one that is poor, the one that needs, is seeking water and finds none. And the tongue, your tongue is failing for the lack of thirst. Oh, I just want a drop. Just a thought, one thought of water, not one bottle. I want for lack of thirst. And he says that the Lord, then I will hear. There's a way the Lord will hear you. There is a place for God to hear. It's not for people who have said, come for Tuesday service, you are in your house, we should beg you to come. Be there. Come and pray, you are in your house. Be there. I'm telling you. Power! They say that, I, the God of Israel, I will answer them. I will not forsake you. That is how the Lord will not forsake you. Then the verse 18 says that, and I will. Look at him, give us the same. I will open what? Rivers in the high places. And fountains. Give you fountain. Is he a fountain? A fountain is coming in. The valley is now becoming a fountain. Yes. I don't know who is being blessed by this. Somebody must be hungry. The one that is poor. Give us the two scriptures. Look at the two scriptures together. The poor and needy who is seeking water. Psalm 63 said that, oh God, I thirst. This one is saying you are seeking water. You are not finding. God, I can't find you. Let's sing that whatever. Where are you, Lord?
Feel you. I wanna believe.
Yes, it's a hungry song.
Experience your mighty presence with me.
Oh,
the Lord thy God
in the midst of thee.
He is a mighty God. He will rejoice over thee with joy.
God in the midst of thee. He's a mighty God. He is a mighty God.
He will save.
He will
rejoice over thee with joy.
That's it. Where? That's why he said, God, where are you? I'm thirsty. That's why you look for him. God, tell me what to do. What must I do? In my situation, I want the knowledge for this. Your knowledge, your kind of knowledge, God will give you. You will not be famished. You will not be poor. You will not be hungry. You will be blessed.
You have money. God blesses with money. God told me, God made me become a full-time pastor. Not to chase after, there was obvious money in the bank, but God made me choose this because he guided me with his knowledge. I've not been hungry. I've been here. I must have been dead if I've been hungry till now. I must have been dead by now. 16 or 17 years ago. Yes. And I needed the bank. I needed the job at the bank. I needed it because Jack, we were studying to become whatever. Because he's just do this. His knowledge was not the normal knowledge to me, but it was a type of knowledge. Look at that. So if God gives you knowledge, you will not lack. You will lack because, do you know a lot of people, your lack is not so apparent, but it is coming. It's coming. I'm not prophesying, but that's why we are now shifting. When they're poor, now you will say, Father, I need you. I'm poor, I'm needy, I'm seeking water. I'm finding none. For lack, your tongue is now failing. Your tongue is now dry, so dry because of thirst. And he says that. Then I, the Lord, will hear. I'll hear you. And then I am the God of Israel. I will not forsake you. I want you to know this is when he speaks and says, I will not forsake you. I will give you. I'm going to open up rivers, high places. You are going to have doors open for you in high places. High places. You cannot imagine what God can do for you in high places. You can't imagine. You can't. In the valley, you are not down. You think you are in the valley. He says you are not down. You are going to receive fountains. Fountains. So you say, where are you, God? I need you. I'm thirsty, God. I'm looking for your power. I want to see it. I want it. It's not one day. In your journey, there will always be hunger. Then God will reveal himself to you, the knowledge. One day God gave me a vision. And the vision God gave me, you see, that I understood. That's why I understood visions. Visions are more of revelations of God. Dreams give you direction. More of dreams rather will give you directions. But visions are more of revelations of who God is. God gave me a vision. I really didn't understand. I prayed, whatever. That vision I had, whatever I saw, golden. And God said that I revealed myself. He showed me. It was like the vision of Daniel. Yeah. This one, golden. This one was brass. It was just like that. I was actually waiting on God. I just had it. What is this? He showed me. It's a vision of me. I'm pure. Purity. Gold is purity. You'll be tried for that purity. Purity. See, that's the kind of person he is. He revealed himself of who he is. Not that, no direction. Just revealed how pure he is. Pure. I saw pure gold. Pure gold. I have not seen that before. So I showed you. Then there were certain things. I won't describe all to you now. I won't tell you how it was. But it was. He said, that is me. It's me. I just showed you how I am and who I am. It's a revelation to me. Yes. Purity, pure. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody's happy about what you have heard. Yes. Are you going to allow the power of God to affect your knowledge? Prayer safe. That's how we prayed for it. God, I need you. Your power, help me. God, I beg you. Lord, please don't forsake me. Don't pass me by. Please. You reveal your knowledge to me. Your knowledge is a knowledge that I also want. And you will have it. You will have it. You will have it. Clap your hands, stand to your feet.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus. I'm